Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to another great show with Dr. Connie called In the Arms of the Angels on Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, her show is on once a month, usually the first Thursday of every month. And we have some things to share with you before we get started, and we've got some news and everything. But before I get started with that, I want to give out a couple of the websites. If you want to go out to Dr. Connie's website, she's got great information on her availability to offer different services to you, both in person and remotely. And you can go to her website at www.drconniesays.com. And if you miss that website, you can get off of the radio website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. My name's Mark Rawson. I'm actually going to be co-hosting the show this evening and also for the show in December. And me and Dr. Connie will be basically sharing some knowledge, some of the paths and journey that I've been on, and a lot of the lessons that we've learned together and also on our own journeys. We'll be doing that this evening. We'll be taking callers in about 30 minutes. We'll also be doing a monthly reading and sharing that with all of you. And I know we got a couple callers in the call queue already, so we're really excited to get to you in about 30 minutes. If you'd like to call in and ask your questions, look for coaching, or get some guidance, you can call our number at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. We're really excited for me and Dr. Connie to announce that in the month of December, me and Dr. Connie are going to be co-hosting the show, and we're going to have my friend, Garnet Schuhauser. That's Garnet Schuhauser on. He's an author who's had out a number of books. He'll be on the show on December 7th at the same time. And we probably won't be taking callers that night for that show. We'll have to kind of play that by ear. He generally tends to be a full hour interview as he shares everything. If you've heard if you've heard Garnet Schuhauser on some of the interviews on Spiritual Connections Radio over the last 4 years, we generally have him on once a year. And of course, this being the fourth year, his new book, Dance of External Rapture, is going to be coming out. And we're really excited to see his fourth book coming out. And he's going to be on talking about that. Garnet has a really interesting story that he's going to be sharing with us. Basically, he was a corporate attorney in Canada, walking on his lunch hour, and came across a homeless person. Through different conversations over the week or so, as he ran into this homeless person over and over again, we find out that Garnet Schuhauser was actually meeting what is called a guide. And we're going to talk about that this evening, because you might be wondering, what exactly is a guide? And we're actually going to get into that this evening. And he actually met his guide, and his guide gave him all kinds of wisdom. And over the 4 years of him writing his different books and sharing some of the journeys with his guide, he talks about going to other worlds, experiencing different cultures and other types of beings, and shares a lot of wisdom and everything that's there to help people with their lives. I think his first book, which I don't actually have all his books up in front of me, but I think his first book was called Dancing on a Stamp. And he's absolutely amazing author, and he's also a really fun interview. So we're really excited to have him on next month on In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. So that'll be on December 7th. So we look forward to that. And I heard his book actually should be releasing. I don't actually have the release date, but we'll have all that important information in front of us when we actually interview him. And that'll be a lot of fun as he shares what kind of new things we're going to learn from his new book and his new journey that he's been doing with his guide. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Dr. Connie on this evening. We're going to do something a little bit different that we normally don't do on this show, and that is me and Dr. Connie are going to kind of just talk to each other, and we're going to share all kinds of wisdom and everything with all of you this evening. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Dr. Connie on. Dr. Connie, are you out there? Hello? Dr. Connie, I can't hear you. Are you muted? All right, I'm not quite sure where she is. All right, bear with us, everybody. Dr. Connie? Okay, she actually dropped off. We'll wait for her to dial back in again. I think she had a bad connection this evening. So we're going to be talking about a lot of different things this evening. I think primarily one of the areas that we'll be looking at is different tools that are available to help you empower yourself and to bring useful things into your life to help you with the different challenges and the different things you might experience in life. Dr. Connie, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, there you are. I couldn't hear you before.
Oh, well, I actually hung up and called and put myself in the queue. So I don't know what happened because we were just talking. But anyway, oh, here I am now.
Very cool. So, you know, I was just kind of talking to the audience about, you know, different types of tools and different types of things that can help us in life. And I figured that'd be a good starting point. So I'm going to start with some of the basic stuff that I learned when I first started my spiritual journey about 8 years ago. And that is one of the first things that I learned was that we have what's called the guide. And what a guide is generally, and I guess, you know, for a lot of people who don't understand the nature of reincarnation, and maybe that's not your belief system, so you'll have to bear with me as I explain or give you a little story and see how that fits for you. In general, there's the idea that we basically live a lifetime, and then at a certain point, we leave our bodies, and of course, we pass over. And then we are born again into another life, and we have experiences in that lifetime. And for most people, especially the ones that are dialing into the show and listening this evening, you've probably had hundreds of lifetimes already. This is the basic understanding of reincarnation, and some people believe in it, and some people don't. I think one of the key lessons, and I'm going to be sharing little bits of wisdom here and there as I kind of talk through some topics this evening. So I'll say something like, you know, sometimes people are exactly where they need to be. So you might be listening to this and say, you know what, I don't really believe this. This isn't what I was brought up with. I don't feel comfortable with it and stuff like that. And you can kind of just take it as a story for yourself. For other people, you might not have any background on this, but it's going to feel very familiar to you. And it'll be very interesting because you'll say, you know, I don't really understand what he's talking about, but it seems like it's right to me, and I'm not quite sure where that knowledge comes from because I've never had any teaching in this before. And then for some people, they're kind of like, yep, been there, done that. I know how this all works. No surprises here. So, you know, Dr. Connie, I know you have a lot of experience with, you know, coaching people and working with people and stuff like that. You know, what has been your experience, you know, in general, with the nature of meeting people for where they're at and really respecting people for their differences and what they believe?
There were a lot of people that would speak with me and they didn't even have a belief in a higher power or a God or anything. So I would always turn it into their higher self. And people were always very eager to attach themselves to something bigger than them, whether it was something within them or something in the universe. So I've heard of spirit talked about as the Hound of Heaven, and I do believe that there's any number of ways that the universe can work in creating a hunger in somebody to reach beyond what they think they can do and what they think they can be within themselves. So I've always had a deep respect for whatever their belief is, but it's always been very easy to tap into that wisdom within themselves, whatever they wanted to call it.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm trying to think of that term, and you can maybe help me with my vocabulary. What is that word that you use when someone says they don't believe in God?
You mean like atheist?
That's what I was
talking about. That word? Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So, you know, the interesting thing about it, though, is if you really have a sit down conversation with somebody and, you know, they basically say, well, I'm an atheist. I've kind of been able to split that group of people into two different areas. One of them, you can have a discussion with them and they say, well, you know, when I say I'm an atheist, what I basically mean is that I don't believe in this church God that everybody teaches in the church. But I do believe that there's some intelligence, some energy or something in the universe. So to me, I kind of look at that and say, well, I don't know that you can call yourself an atheist if you believe there's some type of higher power. Now, you might not identify with what we call the dogma-based stereotype of the church that says it's a male God that reigns in heaven, right? I personally, in my own journey, feel that's very limiting. I believe that God is something that you can't equate to human, even though the scriptures say that, you know, we were created in his image, right? But, you know, I believe also that there is a lot of if you want to believe in a God, I believe there's a lot of wisdom in the Bible. But I also believe that a lot of the Bible was written by a church and a very controlling group of men. So I think there's some bias that's kind of written in, you know, in between the words and the wisdom of God that comes out of it. I think probably one of my most interesting journeys I had, I come from a very interesting background. I was raised, my grandparents were Baptist ministers, and I spent a number of years in the Baptist church. I was born again, and I've accepted Christ as my Savior, and, you know, I've done all the Bible study and the church camps and everything else. And then I got away from the church for a while when my parents divorced. And then I went back to it when I got married and spent probably about 25 years in the ELCA Lutheran Church as an elder and a leader. So, you know, I have a very big background. I have what I feel is a very strong connection with Christ. But I've also kind of been in this journey where, you know, through that time period of studying the Bible and everything, I've had my time periods of studying and reading the Bible over and over again. I've read through it and studied it probably about 35 times, and that's probably little for some and probably a lot for others. And, but one of the most interesting experiences I had is, you know, of course, at a certain point, I no longer could, as some people would say, be able to handle the dogma of the church. I couldn't stand in front of the church and, you know, say that I'm guilty of sin. I couldn't announce that I had fallen and I wasn't worthy of God's love. And I know some people would say, well, that's kind of a misinterpretation of what the churches are really teaching, but it was really my own belief. And I think that's one of the interesting things that is probably, you know, one of the biggest lessons I've learned on this journey, both in religion and also in spirituality, is that it's my journey and it's my truth. And that might fit for some people and it might not fit for others, and that's fine. I think really the beauty of life is that every single person can have their own experience. They can have their own belief system. They can have whatever works for them. I think where we get in trouble in this world, in this age, is when we start creating division or difference between people and saying, well, what I believe is important and what you believe is not. I think it's the basis of discrimination. I think it's something that God, you know, if you believe in God and you believe in the power of a spirit, I think you understand that God never intended there to be any duality and specifically any division of this versus that. You know, from that, I think a lot of that is just really based on fear. And I think that's the truth behind terrorism. I think it's the truth behind discrimination. And anything that we are concerned about in life generally goes back to fear instead of what really God taught us, which was love. What's your feelings about this, Dr. Connie?
I agree. I have in my personal journey, I have broken away from what my family believes, and my family does not understand at all, nor do they care to understand what it is I believe. And it's been actually a experience of growth for me, because I've had to, I got to let them be however they were, instead of taking on my own, you know, picking up my cross and saying, well, you know, you don't believe what I believe, you know. But it's actually given me the opportunity to stand in who I want to be and letting them be who they want to be. Going back to the Bible, I do have a copy of Emmett Fox, his book, Diagrams for Living. And this is a series of sermons and radio shows that he did, whether he was in Europe or in the United States. But he talks about the Bible as a metaphysical book. So for people that have been raised, as I was, to take the Bible literally, which really leaves you very little room for questions, or to think differently, this is actually a pretty cool little book, because it breaks down what some of the stories, if you look at it literally and then you look at it metaphysically, it's a whole different story. So it's Emmett Fox, it's Diagrams for Living. It's a neat, nifty little book if people would be so inclined. But looking at the Bible and looking at, in my years doing psychotherapy, I counseled so many different types of people and so many different types of situations that it also helped me just to allow people to be where they were. So it's really about the only thing you can do, and it's actually a step of growth if you can not get sucked into their way of thinking and be able to define how you want to be and stand in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think probably one of the things that I wanted to share, you know, I get sidetracked on all my side stories, is that, you know, one of the interesting things I noticed as I went from a Christian background into more of a spiritual expansion, there was a couple different things that happened as I went into that space that I want to share with everybody. One was that I had a chance to read the Bible after I got into my spiritual area, and I got into my spiritual development, and I started to notice some of the gifts that God had given me had started to expand. Some people would call the gifts of God. And the interesting part was I was able to go through and read the Bible at a different focus. And when you go through it and you read it from the Christian stance and the Christian teachings, and then you expand into spirituality, and then you go back and read it again, it's a completely different view of it. It's a different message altogether. And it was really powerful to be able to kind of have that experience, to go through it and you know, see all the different things that really started to show for me. And I think that's probably one of the things that's really neat about the Bible, is that, you know, every single person could read it and get something different out of it. And, you know, and a lot of it is very common lessons that come together that all people could share and believe in. And I think when, you know, you talk to a lot of different people, they definitely can come to that conclusion that there's some really important lessons that come out of that book, which is, you know, to really love others, to love your neighbor, you know, to treat people the way you wanted them to treat you. You know, these are the core lessons that the creator of everything wanted us to understand. And not making it about, you know, you being somebody that wasn't worthy of his, of God's love. And I think something else that was really amazing as I started to move more in the spirituality because of all the different experiences I was having is, you know, I think, you know, when you're in when you're in Christian religion, and it doesn't have to just be that, it could be any religion really, you really come from a space of having faith, which is a great thing, but really just kind of on the fence of, you know, I remember as a child, I'll have to tell you the truth and say, you know, for a lot of it, I just believed it because I felt that if I didn't, I was going to be damned, you know. And, you know, at a certain point that fear becomes faith. And then at a certain point, it goes beyond faith and becomes truth. And, you know, what I noticed once I got into spirituality is a lot of different things. You know, as an example, I'll give you truth that I understand that went beyond my Christian teachings. And that is, there is a, you know, a God, if you want to call it that. I've seen direct miracles created. I will also tell you that after you die, you continue as energy in the form that you are now. And you just drop your body. And I know that for a truth now, because I've talked to a lot of people who have passed over. And I can also tell you that if you kill somebody or you commit suicide and everything like that, there's no hell. So you don't go to hell, you know. You know, you go over to the other side and you're supported by a lot of loving beings. You know, so, you know, there's a lot of truths and, you know, there's more proof. And I think one of the biggest things I noticed about me and my personality in general and the nature of my soul is that I became a more loving person when I got into spirituality, because I realized there was a larger responsibility beyond me being a very faithful and good Christian, at least for that couple hours I was in church on a Sunday. I think you realize at a certain point that we're part of a bigger equation. And even though there's a lot of space and a lot of time that delays it, I think a lot of us don't really realize the truth of it, which is we're all connected. And we don't realize that we really need to care about the planet. We need to really care about if there's a group of people on the other side of the world that we don't know about that are being hurt by other people. That we have to be aware that that actually impacts us. We don't directly see the connections, but, you know, there's a lot of truth behind the we are all one, you know, beyond the, you know, everybody standing around holding hands kind of stuff, right? So, yeah, I forget who wrote it, that the story of the butterfly in South America that created a tornado in Kansas, but it's so truthful on how everything is connected. And I think we kind of lose track of that, like I said, because of distance. I think also because of time gap, for the same reason that we don't see the consequences of the decisions we make. And I don't mean that in a punishing way. I just mean that one of the general rules of the universe is cause and effect. And that is once you kind of set something in motion, you know, there's a reaction to it. So, you know, we don't see it most of the time. We don't see that if you do something good, that it comes back to you 100-fold. You don't see that if you treat someone badly, that, you know, something might happen. And that's not because God is sitting there and punishing you. It's just the cause of energy. It's cause and effect and stuff like that. And it's one of the natures of the way things work. You know, one of the things I want to kind of get back to is, you know, we talked about Garnet Schuhauser coming on December 7th and talking about his new book, and how he came across a homeless person who identified himself to Garnet as a homeless, as a guide. And when I was telling the story earlier about guides and lives and all that kind of stuff, I was trying to explain to you the nature of reincarnation and also the fact that we have guides and what exactly is a guide. Because, you know, the nature of the show for this evening is really to talk about the tools that are available to you to help you to move through life and expand. And I really do believe that the true nature, the reason why we're here, besides just love, is the fact that we're here to expand. We're always expanding. That's why it seems like sometimes, no matter what you do in life, you feel like you're always needing to move forward, learn something new, expand. It's that constant expansion is really the nature of what our soul is. And really to know all the aspects of who we are and what we're capable of and really experiencing all the aspects of life in so many different ways. What's your feeling about that, Dr. Connie, about the nature of life?
I agree. And I think that we get to come back because we get to take the lessons that we've learned from other lives, and we can grow with them so that we're an ever-evolving species. It's not like we cross over and then when we come back, it's starting all over again. It's taking the knowledge that we have in the previous lifetimes and being able, even though we're not aware of it, but being able to expand on that and evolve, because we have the opportunity to touch so many lives, and because we have so many lessons that we have and so many things that go on in our life, that we're, if we stay open to spirit and we stay open to the life lessons that we have, it's an opportunity for us to not only in this lifetime to do the work that we can do, but to come back again and be able to enhance that. I know I did a reading for a woman one time, and she was getting ready to retire, but she still had this, she felt compelled to kind of start something new. And as we were doing the cards and as we were talking, it became evident that she was actually setting up for her next lifetime. In this lifetime, she was going to be setting things up for her next lifetime. And I think that we do that even though we're not aware of it, that if we're walking our path and we're moving along, that we're actually just taking some really good yummy stuff and being able to come into another lifetime and enhance and build on that.
Very beautiful. Yeah. So before because we're losing track of time here, so I want to make sure I cover this topic before we take callers. Guides. So we go through life and we keep on having lifetimes, and there's going to be challenges in life. Because it's interesting how it all works, right? We're these amazing spiritual beings. We have the spark of God inside of us. And we've had all this experience in these lifetimes. So when we come into a lifetime, all that knowledge that we have is basically kind of, like they must give us a shot and we forget it all, right? So we come down here and we forget everything we learned from the last 100 lifetimes. And we're kind of, here trying to fumble our way through life. And we go through times where we're pretty miserable because we feel like we're in dead end situations that we're not comfortable with, or we feel stagnant, or we get into places where we feel like there's no options. And one of the beautiful things about it is before you actually come here, before you're born, when your life contract is established to determine what you're going to accomplish in this life, and it's kind of a guideline, and then the rest of it, you just kind of go through an experience. But, in that process of doing that, when they figure out, okay, well, you're going to be kind of concentrating on these three areas in this lifetime, let it be learning compassion. I don't know what else they, there's a whole list of things we could learn, right? What they do is they take a person who probably is incarnated here 400 times more than you, who has a lot of experience in that area, and they basically stay on the other side. And they watch over you from the time you're born to the time you die. And that's called your guide. And lots of times, what's really interesting and really, I should say for some people, very confusing, is lots of times when you're having that internal dialogue in your head, you think it's actually you, but it's actually your guide having communication with you and giving you ideas. And lots of times that's, you know, those ideas are really key in certain points of your life where, you know, you might feel stuck or something like that. And all of a sudden you get this idea and you feel this inspiration come inside of you. And generally that's your guide that's there to kind of help you. And the primary goal of the guide is not really to dictate how your life is going to go. The purpose of the guide really is to kind of help you when you start heading down the wrong hallways, you know, or when you start heading to the wrong way in life for some reason. Now, you know, one of the things that a lot of people like to question is they're kind of like, well, why is there all kinds of bad stuff going on the planet? And for some people, they would say, well, that's a demon or a devil or something messing with us. But the truth of it is it has to do with the fact that we all have free will while we're here. And some of us don't do good things. We might decide we're just gonna, decide we're gonna do whatever we want. I'll get drunk and get in my car and drive around and maybe I'll hit somebody. And, you know, it's not really a good thing as far as the way we look at things, but, you know, that might be what I do. And, you know, that's free will, right? Some people look at situations and they're very bad situations and they look at it and say, well, I don't understand the reasoning behind that. But the interesting thing about the way a lot of the stuff works in life is that we can never really understand the bigger picture of what's going on. You know, generally, if you can kind of look back on things in hindsight, you can kind of generally see the wisdom on what happened or the compassion or the change that occurred because of a situation or something that happened. Now, I'm not saying that means that all these different things that people experience are good or that people deserve it. I'm not saying that because I think there's a lot of different things that happen that I think we can all agree are not of love and not of what we would want for ourselves, never mind for anybody else. So with that, we're almost ready to take some more callers. I want to ask you, Dr. Connie, if you have any comments about guides before I talk about guardian angels.
Not guides per se, but I do want to say, as far as the free will thing, sometimes we feel that we can't make a difference in this world because there's so much bad or so much evil or so much whatever. But the love that we can pour in the world is a gabillion times stronger than the negative points in this world. So if we stay faithful and we stay pouring love and showing compassion, then we do make a remarkable dent, more than we know, in what goes on in this world. So
So one of the things that I noticed, and, you know, I went through a real tough patch. Some people would call it the dark night of the soul. If people aren't familiar with that term, it means probably a time period in your life when a number of things happened that you wouldn't want to wish on anybody. And in the time period that happened to me, I went through a divorce. I had to move away from my children. I was unemployed for 2 years and basically pretty much almost homeless. And in that time period, I went through a lot of different crises and everything like that. And I guess the reason why I wanted to share that with everybody is that one of the things that I did is I prayed a lot and I really put out, you know, requests for help and everything to God, to my angels, to my guides. You know, you heard Dr. Connie earlier talking about the higher aspect of ourselves that we have a connection to, that we can talk more about some other time, which is called your higher self. Which is the aspect of yourself that stays on the other side when you come here. It's the other part of your soul. It's actually the bigger part of your soul because you can't actually come into this lifetime into your body with all of your soul because your soul is so powerful, it would actually burn the body up. So, you know, part of you will come down. That's the aspect that you're experiencing. The part that's forgotten about everything, including the fact that you're such a powerful, beautiful, loving being. And then there's the higher self, which is the other aspect of you that's still on the other side that actually helps you out with a lot of things too, along with your guides. And the reason why I was mentioning the story earlier is because one of the things that I noticed, and if you want to go back to scripture in the Bible, You can see it quoted there also, or you could see the stories kind of prove this too. If there's the belief in God and the aspect of that, one of the things that you'll always notice about God is that, except for a few exceptions, everything he did was directly through somebody else. And I think that's one of the things that I noticed. For 2 years, I kept a prayer journal where I tracked every prayer that I had done. And then I recorded every miracle I saw in my life in those 2 years. And what I realized is that the universe and God and whatever it is that you believe in works constantly through people. So I'll kind of flip it around for you and just kind of ask all the people who are listening. And I see a lot of great callers. We're going to go get your names in a moment so we can take your calls and everything. And we'll probably go into a little bit of overtime tonight just to make sure that we answer all the callers' questions. So the question would be is, how many times in your life have you felt guided to just do something and not know the reason why? And I will sidebar for a second and share a story. I was going for training in upstate New York about 7 years ago. And on the way, on the drive up, I got a feeling like I needed to stop and buy flowers. Now, it happened to be in the middle of the wintertime. And I'm like, you know, there's not going to be any flowers for me to buy, you know, unless I go find a florist or some supermarket that might sell them. And I was pretty much out in the middle of nowhere. So I wasn't even seeing any supermarkets for quite a while. Well, I'm driving down the road, and sure enough, on the side of the road is like this looks like a farm stand, but it's got a bunch of bouquets of flowers. So I pull over, and I don't know anything about flowers. I looked down and said, well, these flowers here, they look pretty nice. And I picked them up and put them in my car. Now, the place I was going to was a place that didn't have any hotels. And when you go there to do the training, you basically stay with the people in the neighborhood who have houses. It's kind of like every person has a bed and breakfast, because for this town, they don't have any hotels. And that's the town where the training was going on. So I get to the person's house, and I notice that she's sitting in her living room, and she's crying. So of course, you know, I got to go up and ask her, hey, I'm Mark, I'm here to stay. And, you know, what's going on? And she said, well, you know, this is the anniversary that my son died. And I said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And she goes, well, every year at this time, he would go out and he would buy me flowers. So of course I said, okay, hold on for 1 second. I go out to the car, I get the flowers, and I walk up and I give the flowers to her. Of course, at this point, she drops on the floor and starts screaming. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know what I did, but I hope that everything is okay. The flowers I gave her were exactly the same flowers that her dead son gave her on her anniversary every year for her birthday. The exact same flowers, the same colors, the same type, and everything. And to her, she looked at this and said, this is a message from my son from the grave, that he remembers that today is my birthday. So the question I always ask, or what I noticed in my experience of 2 years, is that every time I prayed for a miracle, some person in the world, even people I didn't even know, were the ones that delivered the miracle. And if you notice in life, sometimes you'll see what you're doing. Like, you'll do something and then you'll see the repercussions it has and how beautiful it is. But 99% of the time you do things and they have repercussions to help so many people and you just never see it. And they say the truth of it is that the day you pass over, you'll do your life review and all the millions of people that you touch their lives will be shown to you. So when you get that feeling like you should do something, don't hesitate, just do it. Yeah. So one of the things I want to talk about before we do the monthly reading and start to take callers is guardian angels. And just like I talked about the fact that there's a guide that's assigned to us to help us through the rough times in our life. When you're born, there's a set of angels that are called your guardian angels that actually watch over you. And everybody has at least normally two of them. In short, their job is to make sure you don't pass over until you're supposed to. So of course, you know, a lot of us are out there skydiving and doing all kinds of crazy stuff that we probably shouldn't be doing. And we keep our angels pretty busy, you know? And the nice, beautiful thing about that is realizing, and I think I realized this in the 2 years that I had such a hard time, is even when you're alone, you're never alone. You have such a support team that's there for you. And Dr. Connie, if you want to kind of talk a little bit more about angels and how they support us, I'm going to go ahead and take some callers' names on the other side, all right?
Okay. Angels are actually first line of defense, and they are so eager and so wanting to help that all you need to do is just say the word, and they are at your side. I send forth angels to help me with job search, looking for, I'm going to be moving to a new place after my lease is up here. And I've already sent out my home hunter angels to start scouring around and finding the place for me. On my website, actually, I have a list of angels, guardian angels, which are the higher order of angels, and all angels can do everything, but these are the special, they have a speciality. So you can look on my website and find these angels, but they are so eager and so ready and so wanting to communicate that all you need do is say, talk to me, and all of a sudden you're going to get these thoughts and these feelings and this guidance of do that, no, don't do that. And it's really, really pretty cool.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing that. Why don't you go ahead and just pull one card for the month of November as a reading for everybody?
Okay. I'm using I'm using my Archangel Michael deck. So, what he says for the month of November is believe and trust. So this is an opportunity to step out in faith. This is an opportunity to step out in talking to the angels, calling in your guides. The angels and your guides will also, couldn't really talk about a lot of tools, but will introduce you to the tools that will work for you. So if you just ask and you're open to listening to that intuitive feeling that you have, you will be guided and led to the best way to solve problems or answers to your questions or whatnot. But what Michael is asking us to do in the month of November is believe and trust.
That's very beautiful. All right, we got a bunch of calls lined up. We'll go in overtime tonight to make sure we get to all of you so that we don't leave any of you without answering your questions. So let's go ahead, Dr. Connie. Let's knock these out and talk to these beautiful people.
I'm ready.
All right, Lori, you're on with Dr. Connie and Mark.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I've experienced some things, miracles, actually, with regards to angelic help. So
very cool. Share with us.
Okay. Well, a couple years ago, I decided to tackle my bedroom suite. I wanted to move it around. So I bought those furniture gliders and, you know, that fulcrum that comes on with it that helps you lift your furniture up and you can put your gliders underneath it. Well, I bit off more than I could chew. The furniture was really too heavy for me. And I have a sleigh bed, so the side pieces have these metal hooks, you know, at the foot of the bed and the head of the bed. Well, I had gotten the mattress and the box springs off, and as you can imagine, there was really hardly any room to maneuver in my bedroom once everything was off the bed. And one of the side slots, the side pieces was sideways, and I couldn't get it unstuck. So the metal teeth were embedded in there in the bed, and I couldn't get it undone. I took a hammer underneath. I was pulling up on it. I had no strength, and I couldn't put the bed back together. You can't sleep on it. I would have broken it because it was sideways. I couldn't get the pieces undone. So I was really frustrated and angry, and I spent all weekend trying to get this bedroom back to rights. And I got angry, and I was crying up to God, you know. I basically had a meltdown. And I was asking, I said, is it too much to ask for somebody to help me, somebody to be here for me to help me do this? I said, is it too much to ask? And I was really very upset, feeling sorry for myself. So that night I slept on the couch in the living room. The next morning I woke up. I was determined. I'm going to go in. I'm going to tackle this bedroom set. I'm going to get this done. Oh, and I forgot to mention that I had purchased brand new curtains to hang them up, and because I wanted to move the bed away from the window so I could have more sunlight coming in. Well, when I opened up the package, there was an ink spot on these curtains, which just added to everything I was going through. But I hung them anyways, you know. Oh, God, I was so upset. So, and they weren't cheap curtains either. So I hung them up, and everything was going wrong that could go wrong. Well, the next morning when I went into the bedroom, that piece that I couldn't lift up and get it unstuck, it was lying on the floor.
Wow.
It's not something that couldn't fall. Somebody had to physically have the strength to lift it up and out because the hooks were embedded and it was crooked. The whole thing was crooked.
Wow.
Yeah. The ink spot was gone from the curtain.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an amazing story. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I know for a lot of people that I talk to who have been through some real tough times in their lives, you know, the times when we finally surrender, that point that we just are just like, it feels like we're yelling, you know, to the universe that, all right, enough already. I'm tired of this. And, you know, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. And, you know, whatever it is, we get to that point where we're pretty much having a yelling argument with the universe or God is the time period that I think it's the time period we finally surrender. And I think it's also the time period when things really start to change. And that's really when the miracles show up. Did you have any questions for us? Or were you just sharing?
I wanted to know, well, I was sharing too, but I also wanted to ask a question. I'm supposed to be able to move into a house. Closing date isn't until the middle of May, which is good because it gives me more time to save up money for the down payment, the deposit. But in the meantime, I'm trying to get another contract because my other contract just ended on Friday. And I just got off the phone with a recruiter about an hour and a half ago, and there's a 6-month contract that would actually take me through June, which would be good. Do you see me getting that contract or something else coming through for me?
What do you think, Dr. Connie?
I'm shuffling. Remember that the message for November was to believe and trust. So that's definitely part of what Michael in the universe is asking for you. He's also asking for you to make frequent conversation with him and tell him what it is that you need, and he'll be able to help you. If it's not that contract, it'll be another that will be for your highest good, because all contracts are not equal per se. So what Michael and the universe are actually more more concerned with would be the contract that's for your highest good. So if you pray and ask Michael to help you to find that contract, then he will be very involved in the situation. And then he wants you just to let it go. So part of the trusting and the believing is just kind of detaching from it and not being, overly involved with your thinking in, oh my gosh, is this going to come through? And is this the right contract? And if it's, and whatever, because you'll go into like a tailspin if you do that. And just focus on what it is, focus on what it is you want.
Part of what I'm getting on this is, but the first question I have to ask you, Lori, how excited are you about this opportunity?
I'm excited about the opportunity because it would help me with get the house.
Okay.
It would take huge burden off my shoulders, and plus I think it would advance my career too to have this on my resume.
So you feel pretty good about it. You got a lot of excitement about it. You can kind of see yourself in that job. You see how happy you would be if you could get that, because it would allow you to fulfill the things you want to complete, and you can feel that.
I'm always getting pennies when I pull up into a parking spot. It happens 2 or 3 times a week sometimes. I have a huge collection of these pennies, and it's the oddest thing. When I pull up into a spot, there'll be a penny right there where I pull up.
That's some leaving messages for you. Yeah, this feels really good for you. Just kind of keep that feeling. When Dr. Connie was saying, let it go, that doesn't mean you're not going to follow up with the recruiters and do your due diligence on your side to maintain the energy for it. So, but you don't have to overly worry about it. Just continue to ask the angels and God for support on it, and just see yourself in that position.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, lots of luck to you, and just make sure to yell and ask the angels for movers for your new home. Very cool. Thank you for calling in, Lori. All right, Donna, you're on the air with Dr. Connie and Mark. What kind of question can we answer for you this
evening?
Oh, thanks,
Mark. Thank you, Dr. Connie. Hi. Thank you. I can hear my mother. She's on the other side. And I hear my nephew. My nephew was 19. And she told me, she said, you're going to be rewarded. And I'm so positive it was her that came in with her voice, everything in the middle of my head and all. And I wanted to know if you're picking up on maybe that's a relationship coming in, or a windfall, or a lifestyle change, or I don't know. What are the answers saying to you?
Well, the interesting thing about this is it just seems to me that it's like an open blessing. So I guess the question is if you have the ability to take this creative energy and create anything in your life, what is it that you want to create? Do you want a new relationship? Do you want,
get married. Yeah, I've never been married.
Okay.
I'm 63. I'd like to do it once in my lifetime,
Very cool. I know my grandfather got married for a second time when he was 80, so I don't put any age caps on anything. So I would just set that intention. I would set that intention of that's really the blessing. I mean, the blessing really could be used for anything as far as possibilities. I kind of see this possibility of a relationship for you coming in before the holidays, probably not as early as Thanksgiving, but maybe by Christmas and New Year's. And the other aspect of it is, it looks like there's going to be some, cash coming in from somewhere, to add a little bit of extra money, for the holidays. So, really just kind of think about what exactly it is that you want to see come into your life. As you've probably heard, if you've listened to any of the past shows, as much as miracles are great things and everything, you really need to get out there into an area where you enjoy doing something and meeting people.
Yeah.
Such as a partner, you're not going to You know, the universe will kind of create a lot of things for you, but you really have to kind of do your due diligence to go out there and do your side of the equation on this also.
Yeah,
all right, Donna.
Definitely.
I really appreciate you coming in. I wish you a happy holiday and a really nice partner and tons of money. Good night, Donna.
You too, Mark. Thank you.
All right. We got another Donna. We're doing back-to-back Donnas tonight. Hey, Donna, you're on with Dr. Connie and Mark.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call. It's funny, when you said Donna, I started talking also. But thank you for taking my call. Yes, I was wondering, well, I've been feeling like kind of sad lately. I don't know why I get off and on sad, whatever. I mean, I've been separated with my husband for about a year, and I went to school, and I've been really working on, I did so much for myself in this year, and relationship-wise, I don't know. It just don't seem to be working. Like, do you see, like, anyone from my past or anyone in my life, like, mm-hmm. staying there and just having a relationship to grow with? Because I get it now, because I, like I said, I did so much work with myself. And
yeah. So, Dr. Connie, I'm going to go ahead and take an initial run at this, but can you go ahead and shuffle the deck and maybe pull a single card on this one while I go ahead and kind of talk to Donna for a second? So, Donna, first of all, great applause and everything for the amazing work you've been doing. I don't know how many people I coach in life that I keep on telling them that you can't simply go from relationship to relationship and not grow.
Right.
Or learn something from it. And then, you know, for the people who ignore my coaching or ignore a lot of my friends that coach too, they're surprised to see the same relationship being created with somebody else. But after a while, some people learn that, you know, you really need to take time to really reflect on what this is. You know, some relationships are here to teach us, you know, in some situations that the best thing we can do is walk away because it's not the best situation for us. And that would come in a very abusive relationship. And other relationships we learn because the individual is a mirror for us. We really learn about ourselves and we learn about the aspects of ourselves that we probably don't want to pay attention to. And I tell you, there's
right.
nothing like growth, like a relationship. A relationship, you know, the other Donna was talking about wanting to get into a marriage and everything. And I'm sure she's got her lifetime of different types of relationships and probably vouch for a lot of stories. You know, relationships are very powerful places because we are very vulnerable and we are very much in a place where we're seeing ourselves and we're seeing the raw aspects of ourselves being shown back to us. And lots of times we get kind of lost in that because we're like, hey, this is the other person. This is really about them. But lots of times it's not. I definitely feel like there's a good relationship coming in for you, probably not until probably January or February of next year. The reason why there's a little bit of a delay is there's some final cleanup you need to do. And like I said, I wanted to start by saying, you know, congratulations for the amount of all the personal work you've done. I can definitely see where you've really shifted a lot of aspects of yourself and you've really grown. There's two things that are left for you to kind of just work through. One of them is a self-love for yourself and really kind of finding this space and ground. I want to call it grounding, like finding the center in yourself and being this very loving aspect for yourself. But then there's also on the other side of the equation, there's some leftover stuff from the last person you were with that's still kind of holding space there as much as most of it should be cleared out by now. Generally, yeah. I know Dr. Connie has recommended this. I know I've recommended it to a lot of people. I suggest for the first piece, you just really just need to love yourself and nurture yourself. For the second piece, you could probably call in Archangel Michael and just ask him to kind of clean house and get rid of this energy from the ex and cut all what we call the cords. And those are connections between you and the other person. Now that you've moved past the relationship, there's no reason for you to hold on to those any longer. So if you can ask Archangel Michael to come in and clear that energy out of there, sever that connection with the ex. Some people like to do a little ceremony and close off that relationship and stuff like that. That's kind of like the last little pieces. And once those two things happen, that's really when all the energy really starts to move. And then the next, it looks like two, a possibility on three individuals are going to be approaching you in the next month or two, which will give you potential for a really good relationship probably by the middle of January.
Oh, okay. Dr. Are Connie, these
I'm going to shift gears for a second.
Yeah, Donna, when you were saying that you were feeling sad, what I saw was you still carrying some layers, but I see you being able to slough those layers off. And I think cutting the cords and incorporating Michael is definitely the thing to do. Michael's also wanting you to not be so focused on a relationship that you miss opportunities to be your best self in other areas as well. So
yes.
the guy that comes in is going to come in because he's not the goal. You're just going to meet him on the way to doing the things that you love to do the most. So you're shedding the things that you need to shed, which opens your heart, which opens yourself and your energy space for someone to come in, and it also opens you up to do the work that you were here to do. That you came here to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's really beautiful.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Donna. We'll be really excited to hear you call in later and tell us about this new wonderful person that's coming into your life. And like I said, congratulations for doing the work. You definitely, everything you've done has really shifted some stuff. So
yeah,
good job.
Most definitely.
Okay. Can I just ask you one more thing?
I'm sorry, Donna. We have other callers we're going to get to. I really appreciate you calling in, and we wish you lots of luck on your journey. All right. Ellen, you're on with Dr. Connie and Mark.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Dr. Connie. This is
Hello,
Ellen.
Ellen, how are you?
Many times. Terrific.
I know. You were going to go on a trip.
You have a great memory. Yes, I went on the trip, and I'm still not convinced that is the place for me. So I've
okay.
changed my plans. Instead of making a big change where I change jobs, move, you know, cross country, I'm thinking of changing jobs locally. Maybe there's something I can shore up in my resume and then making the move, whether there or somewhere else.
Okay.
So that's what I want your guidance on.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I think someone had once told me that anytime that you think you want to go move somewhere, you know, like I was thinking it would be great to move to Italy sometime. And they said, well, you know, before you do that, you know, go over there and stay there for 3 or 4 weeks and, you know, venture around, get used to the culture and stuff like that. And I think, you know, when I did that trip for myself, and I think when you did your trip recently, I think you kind of learned the same lesson. And that is, it's really good to do a little scouting and realize, thank goodness I didn't pull up everything and move. So,
see, I'm not sure at the point where I'm at. Whether I should pull, I think what I have to do is give it more time to really figure out whether that is the right move. So I haven't said no yet.
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious if you just kind of feel into it. If it didn't feel right for you, that's generally the first indication you need to know that just wasn't the right place for you to be. And I mean, you can kind of waffle on it a little bit for a while, but you know, in general, that initial response you got of "Nah, I don't think this feels right." That's a good indication that's not where you're supposed to be. So the question would be is, I mean, I guess I want to kind of take a step back for a second and ask you, Ellen, you know, what is it, what feels stagnant to you? I mean, why do you need to move?
I'm not happy here.
Okay, so why are you not happy?
My job feels stale. I've been there for 5 years. I feel
okay.
I've learned this new skill and I want to move on and maybe do something else. I feel like I want to stretch myself, learn more, do more. Then as for the residence area, it's like, it's really hard to live here. And it sounds like Dr. Connie knows the area I'm talking about. We have long commutes. I mean, really long commutes. I'm tired of that. I would like to use my time more constructively. New York City apartments are small, cramped, old. I want to move on. I've lived in other parts of the country. It's time to move on, but I want to find that right place.
Mm-hmm. So when you kind of sit with yourself very quietly, I mean, you know, you had an initial indication of where you wanted to go, and of course you had a chance to go look at that, and you know, your initial response on what I feel and what you told me is basically that's not where you should go. But I guess the feeling would be is what else do you feel called to? What's the first city that comes to mind?
See, I'm not. It's still that area is still calling me. But a part of me is hesitating. Is it my brain or my heart that's hesitating?
Yeah. Well, the reason why you're called to that area is because you lived there one of your past lives. So you have that experience, yeah. You have that familiarity. But it's not really where you need to be in this lifetime. Dr. Connie, did you pull a card on this?
No, I was just so involved with the whole conversation.
I'm just kind of moving with energy too. So, you know, okay. Yeah, you can change jobs. I definitely understand. I lived in New York for 25 years. It was good to get out into the suburbs. So I definitely mm-hmm. understand the idea that, you know, it's good for a while, but then sometimes you just need to change it up. And, you know, you are talking to somebody who's moved probably 5 times in the last 8 years. So,
wow.
You know, I'm the king of, this doesn't feel right to me. Let me move again. But, you know, I would normally give you the speech I normally do. And that is wherever you go, there you are. So if you got problems, you're going to just take them to a new place. But I don't feel that really fits. So I'm not going to give you that lecture, but I think it's beneficial for some of the listeners that some people do that kind of stuff. But the truth of it is you just really need to kind of sit quietly with yourself. I would call in your guardian angels and your guide to just, you know, do it. Maybe you could even sit down with a notebook and just write out the words of, you know, I really want to understand where I should move next. And then just write it out on paper, put the pen down and just sit, close your eyes, take a deep breath and just listen. And initially you might get that town you went to before, but remember that's just an echo from one of your past lives. You had a beautiful life in that time period. So there's part of you that calls to that, but I get the sense that there's a place you're supposed to go that you've never been before. And that's really what's going to be the next stop for you. But, there's part of this that's really meant to be, you know, because me and Dr. Connie can kind of probably tell you where you need to go. But there's an essence here of there's this beautiful ability inside of yourself that really needs to bloom. And if you can just sit with yourself, all these answers and everything are just going to come to you. And that's really not even moving anywhere is important. It's this ability to really connect with this inner guidance inside of yourself and really start a new chapter of your life. And that's where the beautiful energy really is going to come from. And yes, you're going to end up moving, but I don't want to tell you where to go. I want you to sit and learn that you have all the gifts inside of you and you have all the answers, because if you didn't have the answers, you wouldn't even ask the question. So if you're saying, hey, this doesn't feel right and I need to move, it's because you know you need to move and you already know where you're going. So the beautiful part of it is that I want you to be able to connect with that, because you have that ability inside of yourself to have that internal guidance, to have that internal beauty and energy and gift inside of yourself that I really want to see that open up for you.
Thank you.
The card
Thank
that
you,
I pulled, Ellen, was dovetails exactly with what Mark is saying, because Michael is saying the situation's already resolved. So you already know.
You already got the answer. As a great spiritual guru. Yeah. As a great spiritual guru taught me a long time ago, I went to him and I said, you know, I just don't know what the answer is. And he goes, well, you're lying to me. And I said, well, guru, what are you talking about? And he says, you already have the answer. He says, if you didn't have the answer, you wouldn't ask the question. So, of course, that made me sit in the corner and practically cry for an hour, because I was kind of like, well, what does that mean? But and no frustration, of course, there, you know, But it's so true. It's so true that, you know, everything that we need to know is inside of ourselves, and we have that ability to tap into that. And, you know, I always like that saying of I can give you a fish, or I can teach you to fish.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I really love that saying. And there is a beautiful gift in you. And I think the biggest shift that's going to occur this year and the next year is not you moving. It's going to be you mm-hmm. connecting to that pure guidance inside of you, and you having the answer, and how beautiful that's going to be, not only for this, but for everything else that you need to know and you need to connect with, and what that's really going to open up for you. And realizing that, you know, then you'll move, and then you'll find a new job, and then you'll find something else you want to do in life that's really going to bring that creative energy out of you that's really inside. And that's what I want for you. So I'm not going to tell you where to go.
Yeah, I appreciate that. If you don't mind, though, right. I may still be keeping that particular city in mind, one that I did visit. It's not a definite no. It's still like questioning how important is this versus that in my life, and how important is that going to be in 5 years from now? So I haven't said no yet.
Just remember,
more
you
like
know,
a head versus heart. And again, this is head
just remember the reason why you're being pulled there is because you did have a beautiful past life there, and there's part of you that wants to go back and live that over again. But this is really about new beginnings for you, not only in your movement, your job, but also in your ability to connect with the gifts that are inside of you. So,
there's no rush. You're not on a timetable here. So because the situation's resolved, you'll whenever you are ready to hear the answer and you go to that place, it'll be there. So there's really no rush. You don't have to, you know, stress yourself out trying to beat a timeline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if you wanted to play a game with yourself and allow some of these gifts inside of you to expand too, I think the game you would play with yourself would be, if I'm willing to walk away from going to that location that I'm waffling on, what is it about that location that I like, and what other places have that also? And write down a couple cities that would have the same type of thing. So, you know, it could be that it's like, well, I want to move to Florida because it's nice and warm most of the time, and there's lots of fun people and all that kind of stuff. And you say, well, that could be like, you know, that could be like New Mexico, or that could be like San Francisco. Those would be like that too. And just kind of play that game with yourself. I think one of the angles, even if you end up going to, even if you end up going to that town that you want to go to, I think one of the angles that's going to really open up the energy and allow you to really make a choice that's going to match both your mind and your heart is going to be for you to be willing to walk away from that and say, okay, I'm willing to not go there, but what did I like about that? And where else in the country would I go also for that? And write down a couple cities and then research them a little bit. And, you know, maybe if you have the opportunity, maybe you could even go to one of the cities, see what that feels like. And you might find out, you know, I really like that other place I was going to go to, but this really feels much better. So, you know, this is an opportunity really for you to play and really to really enjoy life and really have this open up for you. So with that, Ellen, we're going to go ahead and end the show. I appreciate you calling in, and we'll be excited to hear about all the great adventures you're going to go on. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Ellen.
It's so great to have all the great callers that we had on this evening. Thank you, Ellen, for calling in. And Dr. Connie, thank you. See, I told you it was going to go quick, and we went 13 minutes in the overtime, too, with all the beautiful callers we had this evening.
We did.
We didn't even cover all the tools.
I know.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and make some announcements before we say goodbye. As always, if you want some of the free meditations and guidance and learn more about working with Dr. Connie, you can go to her website at drconniesays.com. You can find out more about the radio show at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. We will be back on December 7th. We're kind of in between deciding if we're going to take callers or not, but me and Dr. Connie will be doing a show together, and we're going to have our friend from Canada, Garnet Chewhauser, talking about his new book, Dance of External Rapture. So we're really excited about having him on. If you've listened to Spiritual Connections Radio of the different shows over the last 4 years, you've heard him once a year come on, because we always interview him because he's so much fun. And what he shares in the wisdom from his guides and from the book is so much fun. So we're really looking forward to having him on. And that next show will be same time, which is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard on December 7th. And with that, Dr. Connie, thank you for a beautiful show.
And you as well, Mark. God bless each of you. Don't forget to time change on Sunday, and have a blessed Thanksgiving, and good night to you all.
Oh, that's beautiful. Good night, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And then, of course, this show is In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. And I'm Mark Rawson, and I was your co-host guest this evening. And it was great to take all the callers. We wish you so much luck. And for all the callers that we couldn't get to, I want to say thank you for calling in. And I'm sorry we couldn't get to all of you. We did look like we were going to try to make overtime. And of course, a couple of you had dropped off. So we took all the callers that we could, but I know some of you couldn't hold on the air, and you dropped off before we could actually take you. So thank you, everybody, and have a great holiday. And we will see you in December. You've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels.